For years, the wonderful St. Anne's Society has meandered its way through the Marigny and the French Quarter on Mardi Gras Day, gathering around it not only locals, but now visitors from across the world who want to participate in an authentic New Orleans carnival happening, complete with its own jazz band. But for some, the crowds became too large, and the celebration lost some of its original meaning.
Hart McNee, who was my husband for 20 years, was in the Storyville Stompers Brass Band, which is the band that accompanies St. Anne. So we paraded with St. Anne Mardi Gras morning for 23 years. And it was a lot of fun for almost all of those 23 years. Until 2006, where we just sort of looked around and we go, there are hundreds of people here, but we don't know anybody. Where are our friends? We couldn't find anybody. It was so crowded. So we decided to start our own parade.
Now there's a perfectly normal New Orleans solution. That's Kate McNee, a Brit who has lived in the Crescent City for more than two decades. She and her late husband, Hart, a musician, decided not only to name their parade after St. Cecilia, the patron saint of musicians, but also to start another band to accompany it, the Bywater Brass Band.
St. Cecilia is family, friends, and I think that's, for me anyway, that was the most important part of starting the parade, was that Mardi Gras Day, I'm surrounded by family and friends. That was very important. It starts at my very good friend Elizabeth Shannon's front yard. The band meets us there early. And there are Bloody Marys and champagne and king cake to be had. We all gather in her yard. It's really pretty. We decorate the yard. And about 9:30, quarter to 10, we hit the streets.
The group is very cognizant of the fact that St. Anne is also marching. So they go to great efforts to carve out a different route. Going into the Marigny, they stop first at Feelings Cafe on Charters at Franklin, then it's down Charters, stopping at Harry's Corner Bar, before parading down to the river's edge. There, a small spiritual moment happens, a holdover from past years.
Well, getting back to St. Anne and the early days of St. Anne, once you got to the river, unfortunately, many, many times, there were small little bags of ashes of friends who had passed away. Most of the people had been longtime St. Anne paraders. So the band really calmed down and very much like a funeral, played the dirge. And then once that sort of, that part of the ceremony at the river is done, then we're back up, joyful and triumphant. So yes, we do continue that tradition with St. Cecilia.
But here's the thing. How can something this sweet and neighborly keep itself to a manageable size?
Good question. I mean, obviously, all are welcome. So far, we have not had that problem. We're about, I want to say, about 100 strong in our group, which is just fine. I mean, we start off small. People meet us at the several gathering spots. So far, so good. I don't want it to become huge. I want it to be intimate and special.
So if you're around, you'll be welcome. But on the other hand, you could just start your own society. But whatever you decide, we wish you a happy and safe Mardi Gras on the street or down by the riverside. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.